Ingram Smith, Bud Elliott, back again with another episode of the Nolcast. Bud, this will almost certainly take the cake for the latest starting time. It is 2:25 in the morning, and this won't be one of our longest pods. We'll try to make this a Cliff Notes version with the idea that we'll almost certainly be recording again, or looks like we'll be recording again within the next 24 hours. So thank you, as always, to our sponsor, Louisiana Hot Sauce. Fantastic product, three simple ingredients, and they are the people who bring podcasts like these to you and make them possible.
Absolutely, man. Also to our other sponsors, Madison Social, Centrale Township, and Soto. None of them are open right now because it is 2:30 in the morning. However, they are great spots as well. You want to hit those up. And look, man, support your local businesses. Support the For the Table Restaurant Group right there in the heart, or in the shadow, rather, of Doak Campbell Stadium. If you guys have not been to those places, definitely check them out. They are most excellent. Ingram, let's just run through this, man. I want to let people know, hey, right now there are no credible reports out about Willie Taggart going to Oregon as far as saying it is a 100% done deal. Couple things here. I have a lot of really good Oregon connections. Why? Well, because in my capacity as National Recruiting Director for SB Nation, I have to go to a lot of recruiting events, and some of those events are in Oregon, like at the opening. So a lot of good Oregon reporters are out there. And so you get business cards, you talk to people, you DM on Twitter occasionally. I know three or four pretty good guys that cover Oregon. Not a one of them put out a report that Willie Taggart has told his team. Not a one of them put out a report that this thing is over or done or anything like that. The sources that put out reports on this tonight are of the very sketchy / not reliable variety. And look, there's no FSU outlet, at least not a legitimate one. And I consider the legitimate ones to be Tomahawk Nation, the Democrat, Knowles 247 types, you know, or even War Chant. They're not doing it either. You know why? Because Taggart is, I don't know that Taggart has officially said, you know, to his team, it's done. In fact, I know a team meeting as of 2:28 has not been called. We would know. We have enough guys who cover Oregon who would tell us, yeah, hey, there's a team meeting called. Now, I will tell you this. There is something that everybody seems to agree on. My Oregon connections think he's gone. My Florida State guys think he's coming. I asked specifically to my Oregon guys, any of your sources think he's coming back, like in terms of like returning to actually coach the team? We know he flew back tonight. And they all said no. They think he's gone. I don't have a single Florida State source who disagrees with that. All my Florida State guys think he's coming. What I don't have is Willie has signed the whole deal. So let's get into that real quick. What do we mean by the whole deal? And maybe what has he agreed to?
Certainly would appear as though there was a vast amount of progress made today with the first chance that all parties were able to sit down and share a table. It's my opinion, and Bud, you can give yours, and the people that you've spoken with. Sounds very much like somewhere earlier in the evening, the two sides were able to maybe come to a macro agreement as far as the dollar figure and the years that would be involved, and that some of the more granular details were worked out a little bit later into the evening. Whether or not all parties were present, I'm not sure about that. That's something that we'll find out. It appears to me as though Taggart left at some point in the conversations to return to Eugene, and maybe Sexton directly negotiated with Thrasher, Burr, and Stan Wilcox. But is this deal done? I don't know. I mean, it would appear as though there's maybe been a soft agreement made, but I agree with you. No team meeting, no...
maybe an agreement in principle?
Yes, right. A handshake deal, or a fact that both parties have kind of worked out the broader strokes. But there's been no institutional office has been made aware that he's leaving. And like you mentioned, there is nothing on the horizon that suggests a team meeting tonight, being that it's 11:30, 11:40 West Coast time.
I cannot believe we're recording at 11:30 West Coast time, dude. But $5 million? That seems to be the popular rumor floating around. Oh, by the way, as far as the Taggart going back, Kevin Wade of Scout reported that he believed Willie Taggart was on a plane out of Scottsdale to Eugene that landed at 6:20 Pacific time in Eugene. And I think he's right on that, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Now, several Oregon people have said, hey, Phil Knight wants Taggart to personally call him once he gets the FSU offers, so that he can have an opportunity to see if he can match it or whatever. That seems to be a mix of like the unreliable people and the reliable people. So maybe there's some credence to that. Also, Willie has been very upfront with his team. And we've seen it reported that he told him, yes, I'm listening. In fact, he told a recruit today, according to the 247 Oregon site, yeah, I'm listening to them. I got to see what they have to say, basically. That's extremely upfront. And I do think a guy being upfront like that, as opposed to, you know, maybe a guy who just left Florida State, I think he would want an opportunity to tell his team. Now, Ingram, it's finals week at Oregon. They're not practicing.
Makes it all the more complicated.
The Oregon people I talked to said, you know, Bud, I don't know when he could actually get this team called together to have a team meeting. And I said, well, like, there's not a time when everybody's going to be available. And he said, no, because it's the quarter system and the final scheduling is all weird. You know, maybe if they do it super early in the morning or really late in the afternoon, you know, in the evening maybe. But that's, you know, there's doubt about that. So I don't know how he's going to be able to do that if he is, you know, going to tell them all at one time that he's going. We should probably touch on the number a little bit. The number floating around is around $5 million a year. I know you had a good source on that, by the way.
Yeah, had a good guy. That was a number that I got early this morning. I think that's ultimately where we land. That's kind of what the market has dictated. I think Florida State is not trying to do this on the cheap, and $5 million is with what you've seen recently from Frost and Mullen. That's kind of the market rate. Really what will be more interesting is some of the, you know, obviously the money that's allocated to assistants and what else is provided as far as resources. But I think ultimately we're going to be looking at a deal here that's 5 to 6 years in length at right around $5 million, maybe 5.1 a year.
I think you're going to be right on that. And you're exactly right as far as, hey, what will the buyout be? What will the offset be? Is there going to be, you know, who is going to be responsible for paying the buyout? What is the buyout differential? For instance, Florida State wanted to terminate as opposed to if Willie Taggart wanted to terminate. But as a good source to our of us put it tonight, if this is really the dream job, that basically it's kind of an open secret in the industry that it is. And look, even the Tampa Bay Times reporter today said, you know, hey, Willie grew up a huge, wasn't like he had just like Florida State, but like grew up like a huge Florida State fan. And so did his family, according to the Tampa Bay Times reporter. I think it was Joey Jones on that tweet. You know, like I said, look, if Willie really wants to get this done, Jimmy Sexton ultimately works for Willie. Willie does not work for Jimmy Sexton. And I think that was a really good way to put that, meaning they're not going to let the small stuff interfere with Willie Taggart getting this job if this is the job Willie Taggart really wants and they have the base salary and that kind of stuff and the number of years agreed to. And I think that's right.
I think that's very right. I believe that exact term was used by Taggart describing that to his players, that he used the term dream job. So grew up a larger fan than maybe first realized. I know he's kind of publicly supported Florida State. There's a couple different examples of that. That would be a little bit of a rarity to have a fact that Jimbo Fisher, although the unpopular character that he is in the moment, was also a guy who seemingly had a legitimate affection for Florida State before he was able to take that job. So to be able to find two guys, I'm not saying, look, when you get to this point in the industry, you don't necessarily try to coach of where you were a childhood fan or anything like that. But it is something a little bit unique, and that would be an interesting little wrinkle to have consecutive people that had a legitimate interest in the program before they got in the coaching industry.
Absolutely. I think it would be really, really good. And, you know, Ingram, what was the last Pac-12 team other than USC to win a national title?
Do you have to go all the way back to 1990?
Willie Taggart did not have a driver's license the last time a non-USC team won a national title out of the Pac-12.
Who was that? Just curious.
Washington.
Is it Washington in 90? Yeah.
Now, hey, one other thing that gives us a lot of confidence in this is that Florida State is preparing like it's going to have its coach on campus tomorrow evening. I know you have some more information on this as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that we've heard. I think it'd be interesting to see if maybe this guy gets delayed a little bit with how things played out tonight. I think ultimately Florida State thought this was going to be wrapped up. Not necessarily that they were coming home with Taggart, but that there was going to be a pretty clear, the logistics of the day were going to be pretty well nailed down. So we'll have to look at that. I do know that there was seemingly a real interest in having some kind of booster meeting, perhaps at the stadium tomorrow night. And maybe that gets pushed back a day.
Maybe at the Champions Club, perhaps?
At the Champions Club. Part of that decent little facility they've got down there. So,
oh, you said a key word there, facility. I think they might want to have that meet and greet with the big time boosters, overlooking that beautiful facility that those boosters paid for and that was blasted by Jimbo Fisher on his way out, those facilities. So yeah, I think that's a very good possibility. And look, they could still have that tomorrow night. I don't think that they will have a press conference in Tallahassee tomorrow with Willie Taggart, just given the fact that, look, there's a time zone issue. And he would, if that's going to happen, he would have to tell his team extremely early. So, look, we initially projected on Tomahawk Nation this would get done Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. It's very possible that it gets done Tuesday and that the press conference ends up being Wednesday. But as of now, I don't think Taggart's told anybody on the Oregon side that he's taking it. A couple other questions I asked some Oregon people, right? I feel like this is not just an all-Oregon podcast, but that's an important half of this. How much has Willie Taggart damaged relationships at Oregon? My guy said, look, not beyond repair, but there's some significant damage there that he is going to have to repair. Like, let's not pretend that there's that if he goes back, that everybody's going to be all happy. I mean, there were certainly some people who were not real happy that he was taking a booster flight to go on a recruiting trip today. And in the meantime, oh, by the way, meeting with Florida State. You know, there's some things he's going to have to do there to earn back some people's trust, I think. Another, I think, encouraging sign of Florida State is that Oregon sites were reporting that, was it Miles Battle, the Houston kid who was supposed to see Taggart tonight in Houston on an in-home visit. He tweeted that it was going to be rescheduled, but there was no date for the rescheduling. And so, Ingram, you know what I call a date that has been called off and not rescheduled?
An indefinite call off? I don't know. That sounds more like perhaps a postponement.
That's a postponement.
TBD before it is a rescheduling.
I put the odds that visit ever happens at very low. So interesting there. Other stuff, by the way, David Kelly, you want me to read off some of his most recent follows to you? This is the assistant athletic director of football recruiting ops. Basically, their recruiting guy. Auden Tate, DeMarcus Walker, George Campbell, Jacques Patrick, Derwin James, DeAndre Francois, and a couple of their Noles. That's pretty curious right there. Why would Oregon's recruiting guy all of a sudden be following a bunch of Florida State people? Additionally, Coach Woody is actually now following former Florida State commit, recent decommit as of like 5 days ago, Virtus Brown, an offensive lineman from the IMG Academy. And I reached out and I asked my Oregon people, hey, is Oregon recruiting this kid? And they all said no. No offer. As far as we know, no actual contact. And they are not actually sure they have a spot for him at Oregon because of the fact that they are chasing like one final big-time blue-chip kid on the West Coast on the offensive line. So extremely interesting that your guy who definitely recruits Tampa and the state of Florida for Oregon would be following a recent Florida State decommit who up until this point is at absolutely no relationship with Oregon.
Yeah, that does seem to just be a total coincidence. The coach following a mass amount of Florida State related people is quite interesting. And very possible that the picture of Woody is tied to the Virtus Brown recruitment as well. I would almost hope that he didn't fly out there on Oregon's dime to recruit a kid that hadn't otherwise been contacted by Oregon, but we'll have to see how that all plays out. And it's beyond coincidental, in my opinion. Just another thing to add to the scales as far as where this ultimately seems to be headed.
You know what's really interesting is that the guy that people think has the tightest relationship with Taggart on the Oregon beat, his name is Aaron Fentress. Pretty accomplished reporter up there, like a 20-plus year newspaper guy. I mean, just a really, really sharp guy. Check this out. I went back and I looked, okay, in the last 12 hours, how many times has he tweeted the word dream job? When I hit Control F earlier, the number surprised me. He has tweeted the word dream job 11 times in the last 12 hours. That's a guy who the Oregon media I talked about think knows Taggart better than any of the other Oregon media. Do you think he might be like setting people up to soften a blow there? You know, hey, like, here's one. I'm alarmed by how many people want to stand between a person and their dream job. Maybe Oregon should search for someone that views the Ducks gig as a dream job. Oh, wait, they already fired that guy. Oh, the irony. Well, I guess that was a tweet about Helfrich. And then somebody made a derogatory tweet about Taggart, and he responded, yeah, nothing says bad character, in quotation marks, sarcastically, like taking your dream job for more money and moving closer to your home or closer to your mother. What a horrible human. By the way, that is true. Taggart's mom does still live in Florida, and his dad passed away this year. Or last year. Anyway, very recently. Somebody else was tweeting negative about Taggart, and Fentress again says, dream job. Get over it. Not your life. Another one. Dream job. Tough to beat that. We shall see. One can't minimize the allure of someone's dream job close to family. Wow. He's actually confirming that report that we were wondering about the other day. Fentress, quote, Taggart told the team on Friday that FSU was his dream job and that if it made him an offer, he would listen. Wow, that's the first legitimate media that I've actually heard say, yes, he did tell the team that it was his dream job.
Mm-hmm. That's about as transparent as you're going to see anybody ever be with their team. That's as much as, hey, this is probably going to be one of our last meetings that you'll have. Now, obviously, offer dependent, and sounds like, as I mentioned at the beginning, a whole lot of ground was made up when it came to that today. So I think we sit here, Bud, very much on the edge of having a new football coach. It's been a crazy 2 weeks and to see how all this has played out, but it has been quite the ride. So the one other thing I wanted to mention to you or bring up, and this is something kind of tied to what we touched on a couple times, and that is you mentioned that Phil Knight supposedly wants to get in front of Taggart one more time. Look, I'm not going to sit here and say that Phil Knight doesn't have enough assets to change everything if he really wants to. But
he's 80. He wants to win a title.
Unless he's going to pay him like I think my point here is if you get this far in the process, I'm not sure the counteroffer really matters as much. I think if you are as clear with you are as to everybody, you've spoken with your team, you've spoken with your administration, and you go and you take this meeting, I think you take this meeting with a whole lot of intent of perhaps the people that you're meeting with being your future employers.
I totally agree. I don't think you meet for this long if you don't have intent to take this, right? I think you meet for this long because you do intend to take it and because you care about the details of your contract and the arrangement going forward because you want to set yourself up for, in your opinion, the best chance for success there. So that's my thoughts on that. Look, I think we're going to have another one of these. This is just kind of where we stand right now. I fully expect Willie Taggart to be the Florida State head coach, period. Everybody keeps asking, would you still take Willie Taggart over the field? Yes, I would. And every single update that we've had on Tomahawk Nation since, Saturday? Yes. Is he your top choice for the job? Also, yes. And in fact, I think that we were mentioning Willie Taggart for the job way before anybody else at Florida State, like a lot before, probably months before, because that people are asking, hey, hypothetically, if Jimbo were to leave, even like those fun, listener questions episodes, who would you want to get? As far as reasonable candidates, Willie Taggart. So look, we're always honest with our listeners, man. And, we can't sit here and tell you that the deal is 100% done, but I think a lot of the deal is done, and I think that there's a very good chance that we will hear on, I can't say tomorrow because it's already tomorrow, I think there's a strong chance that we will hear on Tuesday that Willie Taggart's going to be the next coach of Florida State from a legitimately credible source, whether I break it or somebody in the Oregon media breaks it or a legitimate other FSU outlet breaks it, like not an Instagram account. Please, people, follow legitimate media. That's very important. Oh, our producer just wrote on Twitter, pray for me. Excellent. We should probably wrap this. Hey, 5 stars
on
iTunes.
Everybody give Judson a follow and a thank you on social media. This is quite the effort from him as well.
That's at Judson Music. With that, we will probably be talking to y'all in 24 or fewer hours.